This episode was originally part of our Catholic Money Academy exclusive Lenten podcast series last year. We're happy to bring it to everyone today. For more members-only exclusives, join Catholic Money Academy now at walletwin.com/academy. That's walletwin.com/academy.
In this week's Lenten podcast, I want to do a little bit of a case study on one of my absolute favorite female saints, and that would be none other than Saint Teresa of Avila. She's one of the few women doctors of the church, and frankly, she's just a spiritual giant. She reformed the Carmelite religious community back in the 1500s during the Protestant Reformation, during very tumultuous times in the church, and really has just stood as this pillar of wisdom on so many levels, most especially the spiritual life and prayer, especially. And what I want to look at is something that she said about money. Now, St. Teresa of Avila was a woman of abundant personality. She was vivacious, magnetic, humorous. Oh my goodness. The way she writes, I find myself chuckling through so many of the books that she's authored, and just the phrases that she'll use. You know, she was a woman of just boldness and humor and liveliness, even though she's this cloistered religious sister, right? So I love that dichotomy that exists there for her. And, you know, she was also a very practical person. And so, you know, she was not somebody who just went into the convent and just forgot about any of the realities that anybody faces in the world, you know, such as money, which is what we're going to talk about today. She was very sober in her mind about these things, very grounded about them. She was detached, but knew how to use these things and put them in their proper place. And so the reflection, the little case study I want to lead you about over today, is about something that she said about money. You know, it took a lot of money and time and travel for her to go about reforming the, you know, the Carmelite religious community. She traveled all over Spain. It took a tremendous amount of resources to actually pull off what she did. But she did it. And she shares a little bit about how she did it. I'm going to read a little excerpt here for you to think on. All right, this is what it said about her. As she was about to establish a fifth religious community, this one in Toledo, Spain, Teresa of Avila was questioned how she could possibly do it when all she had was a mere 5 ducats, which is approximately 10 bucks. With confidence, she answered, "Teresa and this money are nothing, but God, Teresa, and these ducats suffice." With that minimum focus on materialism and maximum trust in the divine, Teresa of Avila would emerge as the towering figure of the 16th century in Catholic Spain. She was a mystic, a poet, a religious, a reformer, a feminist, a founder of convents, an author of 4 books, and a spiritual master in meditation and prayer. Teresa and this money, nothing, but God, Teresa, and this money suffice. God was the superpower in her comment. That's why she had that confidence. She only had 10 bucks in her pocket, but she had all the confidence in the world. She knew that God was the superpower in this equation. She and money, squat, diddly, nothing, but God, her and money, wowzers, look out. Anything, even 10 bucks in her pocket, are more than enough. And I want you to think about this. So what about you? No matter your income level, let's not think about that. No matter what's in the bank, if it's you and money, you're nothing. It's going to be fruitless. It's going to be marked with toil, worry, stress, lack, pain, discontentment. But God and you and money, it'll always be enough. There'll be multiplied abundance, sometimes even miraculously. It'll be fruitful. There's peace. There's calmness. There's complete confidence. When we look at so many of the lives of the saints, we can see that God often gives them callings and dreams that far exceed their financial realities. Not always, but a lot of the time, this is how he works. And if you just look at the situation like a banker, you know, just look at the facts of this matter, you would recommend not advancing in that effort since they don't seem to match up. The bank account and this dream, they don't look like they belong together. That's oftentimes how God asks us to walk in faith. But it fails to leave room for the Holy Spirit's intervention if we just operate with that mindset, just this cold banking reality. Oh, you know, the bank says this. Well, my dream is this. Oops, it means this dream is bad and this dream needs to go away. And so God, we're going to need you to shrink up whatever you're asking me to fit whatever's in this bank account. That's not how he's calling us to move forward as financial disciples. There's no room for the Holy Spirit to come in and blow things up and miraculously provide and show up. And while he's never going to call us to act without virtue, right? Especially prudence. There will undoubtedly be times when you feel a deep call to step out of the boat without having all your financial ducks lined up. I know that seems crazy that you're hearing, you know, somebody, a financial coach tell you that maybe you won't have every single financial duck lined up before you're about to embark on saying yes to whatever God's will is, but at least you got one or two, okay? What are you going to do? Are you going to sit and wait, disobeying until things seem almost certain of working out? Or will you take that next one step in faith, trusting that God will meet you in any need and multiply whatever money you do have to say yes with? I know it can be scary. We have been in this position more times than I can count. And early on, I didn't always enjoy this so much. It was very difficult on my temperament. It literally causes my body to shake. And some, you know, I'm a melancholic, so that's a natural bodily response for my temperament. And just to acknowledge that's just normal, it's fine. Some people are going to shake in a situation like that and feel like they have knots in their stomach, but then you can still move forward. Okay, just acknowledge that physical response and you still move forward, knowing that God is going to meet you in your needs. Again, we've been in this situation more times than I could count now, and never one time has he ever left us in the lurch. He has always met us in our need, always provided the money that we needed to give the complete yes. We might have had just 10 bucks in our pocket, like St. Teresa of Avila, just to get that next step going. But then by the time it was time to go to step two, there was more available. He was there. He met us in that leap. And so now I just know that this is part of our call as financial disciples. We're called to be faithful in following God when and where he calls, without being held back in fear by the finite realities and restrictions that we might find ourselves in. Remember, God and Teresa plus 10 bucks, that apparently was enough to reform Spain and then echo on even today in all the Carmelite orders still in existence. If 10 bucks had the ability to do that, you know what? God and you, with whatever money is currently provided to you through him, it's more than enough. It's more than enough. And it's ready to be multiplied. So what is it that he's asking you to say yes to? It could be something small. It really could be. It could be something huge, but what is it? That's what we're all called to constantly discern, to make sure that we are listening, we're the sheep listening for the shepherd, and just say yes, take the leap and follow wherever that's leading you. It's on God to multiply the 10 bucks, the 5 ducats that might be into your care. It's up to him. Just take what you can right now and follow faith.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.